ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్యం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో చయముదీరయేత్. నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీరుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికి. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ టెక్స్ట్ 20 ఆఫ్ క్యాంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 6. ఏవం యతంతం విజనే మాం ఆఘాత్ ఆహా గోచరో గిరాం గంభీర శ్లక్ష్ణయా వాచ సుచః ప్రశమాయన్ ఇవ. ప్లీజ్ రిపీట్. ఏవం యతంతం విజనే మాం ఆహా గోచరో గిరాం గంభీర శ్లక్ష్ణయా వాచ శుచః ప్రశమయన్ ఇవ. ఏవం యతంతం విజనే మాం ఆహా గోచరో గిరాం గంభీర శ్లక్ష్ణయా వాచ శుచః ప్రశమయన్ ఇవ. ఏవం యతంతం విజనే మాం ఆహా గోచరో గిరాం గంభీర శ్లక్ష్ణయా వాచ శుచః ప్రశమయన్ ఇవ. ఏవం దస్ యతంతం, వన్ హూ ఇస్ ఎంగేజ్డ్ ఇన్ అటెంప్టింగ్, వన్ హూ ఇస్ ఎంగేజ్డ్ ఇన్ అటెంప్టింగ్ విజనే ఇన్ దట్ లోన్లీ ప్లేస్ మామ్ అంటు మీ ఆహ సెడ్ అగోచరః బియాండ్ ద రేంజ్ of physical sound, giram utterances, gambhira grave, shlakshnaya,
pleasing to hear,
vacha,
words,
shuchah,
grief,
prashamayan,
mitigating,
eva,
like.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace,
A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. Seeing my attempts in that lonely place, the personality of Godhead, who is transcendental to all mundane description, spoke to me with gravity and pleasing words, just to mitigate my grief. Purport. In the Vedas, it is said that God is beyond the approach of mundane words and intelligence. And yet, by His causeless mercy, one can have suitable senses to hear Him or to speak to Him. This is the Lord's inconceivable energy. One upon whom His mercy is bestowed can hear Him. The Lord was much pleased with Narada Muni, and therefore the necessary strength was invested in him so that he could hear the Lord. It is not, however, possible for others to perceive directly the touch of the Lord during the probationary stage of regulative devotional service. It was a special gift for Narada. When he heard the pleasing words of the Lord, the feelings of separation were to some extent mitigated. A devotee in love with God feels always the pangs of separation and is therefore always enwrapped in transcendental ecstasy. Om Tat Sat. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmayi Shri Gurave Namaha Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyam Ishwaram Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. We are reading Narada Muni's conversation with Vyasadeva. And yesterday we did a portion of this, and how Narada Muni got to see the Lord by his meditation, and the Lord disappeared. Then again Narada Muni tried by meditation to see the Lord, and he could not, and he became disturbed. So the Lord spoke to him. In this way, Narada Muni had an amazing experience. So the fact that the Lord spoke to him, it's mentioned here, seeing my attempts in that lonely place, the personality of Godhead, who is transcendental to all mundane description, spoke to me with gravity and pleasing words, just to mitigate my grief. Spoke to me with gravity and pleasing words. That's interesting to note. And Krishna speaking to Narada Muni is very significant. Prabhupada mentions in the purport that Narada Muni was not qualified to hear from Krishna because he was performing sadhana, regulated devotional service. In sadhana stage, you won't get that normally, that the Lord will speak to you. But Prabhupada goes further to say a special treatment for Narada. The Lord showed mercy that he appeared to him even in his sadhana stage. The Lord can do anything he wants. He can
use anybody as an instrument,
or he can personally come like he's doing now and speak to the candidate to inspire him. So that was a special mercy conferred on Narada Muni. Sometimes we try to map these things on ourselves. Why it is not happening to me? Why I am doing sadhana very nicely, I am not able to see, I am not able to hear, and we become morose, thinking that I am not able to get reciprocation from Krishna. But here it is mentioned that Narada Muni was special. Now who decides he is special? Who decides he is special? Krishna decides he is special. And therefore Krishna gave him mercy. Narada Muni didn't think, he thought everything very normally. So Narada Muni, he was also an ordinary personality, as his own recollection is. He is not claiming that he is in any way greater. But the fact that Krishna showed special mercy to him is Krishna's own prerogative. To whom Krishna shows mercy is not legislated. It is not by any particular formula or by any mechanical means. You see. So Krishna's mercy, that's why it's mentioned, is costless. Krishna is a personality, the supreme personality, and he wants to show his mercy to Narada Muni, he does so. To somebody else, he shows his mercy in another way. So this is individual aspect of Krishna. But interesting is that the Lord spoke to me with gravity and pleasing words. He was very serious when he spoke. At the same time, he was very pleasing. Only Krishna can do that. Gravity means with seriousness, he told Narada Muni, "You are not yet ready to see me. Don't try again like that. You purify yourself. Once you purify yourself, you'll be able to achieve me." See. So we may not get that type of a combination, but by hearing what has happened to Narada Muni, by taking Prabhupada's instructions, we know that irrespective of whether Krishna comes and confirms to us that, "Fine, I'm speaking to you, you're on the right track," we know from Prabhupada's instructions that Krishna's path is being followed, his instruction is being followed, and therefore we will be achieving the destination. A devotee is hopeful and full of faith. He knows, he believes in the words of his acharya, his guru, he believes in the words of Krishna, and he executes devotional service. So Narada Muni also, you see, he did that. He believed in the words of the Bhakti Vedantas. He had faith, and he concluded, because he heard these instructions from them, he concluded that whatever is happening to me, I have the mercy of the Lord. My mother has passed away, and in this way he acted according to that inspiration. He can close his door. He acted according to that inspiration. So these are all important aspects to note. That Narada Muni is acting very naturally like that. When we perform our sadhana, our mind troubles us quite a bit. As long as we know that we are following correctly under the instruction of a Vaishnava, and we are not cheating ourselves. The great problem with us is that our mind can give us instructions and cheat us from pure spiritual life. The dangerous thing is your own mind. And you can be practicing a shaded, shadowy portion of spiritual life, And you may be convinced by your own mind that this is what you're supposed to do. It's okay. It's okay. You're not doing anything wrong. After all, how much can you do? After all, what is wrong? But when we want to demand, you want to demand Krishna's presence and you want why Krishna is not talking to me like Narada Muni. Because you think you're doing everything fine. You think you're doing everything fine. So sometimes we have to very carefully see. Krishna consciousness is very simple, and a simple and sincere petition to the Lord will make him reciprocate to you and you will be fully benefited. This is instruction given. At the same time, we should not think that we are doing everything correct and fine and right. Then it is a little difficult to get Krishna's reciprocation. Narada Muni was very naturally oriented. He did not think throughout that he is anything very great and he is doing something as per the Bhakti Vedantas, therefore results should come to me. He just naturally did it with sincerity and with purity. Krishna conscious principle is simple and pure, but we complicate it. You see, we complicate it. Amogha was the son-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. The Lord went to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house on his invitation to take prasadam. And it is mentioned that Amogha, he came and criticized. He passed remarks. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was very hurt. And in this way, something small happened. Then later, Lord Chaitanya was told that Amogha has caught cholera fever, and he is suffering, is almost going to die. So, all others thought it is because of the offense he did to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Lord Chaitanya, he went to Amogha to see him. He saw him, put his hand on his chest and said, "My dear Amogha, the heart is a wonderful place. You must keep your heart beautiful so that Krishna may come and sit down there. Not that you should fill your heart with dark desires and all these type of things." In this way he advised him and said, "Wake up, chant Hare Krishna." And Amogha started chanting Hare Krishna and became completely free. So the devotees who saw this saw how merciful Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was. Because Lord Chaitanya was hearing the criticism done by Amogha. But because Amogha was the son-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was very dear to the Lord, he just didn't take it seriously at all. And later he even went to Amogha and completely purified him by his own mercy. By his own mercy. So it is the Lord's sweet will. At the same time, Chapal Gopal, who offended Srivas Thakur, was told by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Nimai Pandit, "You will suffer for many janmas of rot in hell." He told this to Chapal Gopal. Can you imagine the horrible consequence that he would have, that he got this from the Lord's mouth? And then again and again Chapal Gopal held his feet and begged him. He was struck with leprosy. And then because he begged him, he said, "You have only one hope if Srivas Thakur forgives you, which the Lord knows he will do." But still he didn't withdraw his feeling that you did something wrong and I don't like it at all. So Chapal Gopal went to Srivas Thakur and Srivas Thakur forgave him. In this way he became a devotee. He showed his mercy to Chapal Gopal by telling him, "You'll rot in hell for the offense that you did." You can imagine, if you hear from the Lord a word like that, what hope you have? You have no hope.
So Chapal Gopal, he dragged himself to Srivas Thakur and he begged Srivas Thakur. So two different things. It's the sweet will of the Lord. But seeing my attempts in that lonely place, the personality was transcendental to all mundane description. Within that, Narada Muni is giving the reason why I was making a sincere attempt to get to Krishna. And the place was completely lonely. I am lonely. My mother has passed away. I have nobody else. But I believe in Krishna. I believe in the instructions given by the devotees. And I am sincerely trying. The Lord noticed that and came to Narada Muni. So when our attempts are sincere and our prayer is sincere and pure, Krishna will reciprocate. And we may not know how He reciprocates. There is no alternative to sincere prayer. And it is the right of every spirit soul to offer to the Lord sincere prayer, in spite of Him being the most offensive and the most sinful. There is always hope if one becomes sincere. So sincere praying is very important. This is what the Lord is telling. Prabhupada is saying in the purport, mechanical process cannot make you achieve Krishna. So it is not that because we are able to perform our sadhana very perfectly, Krishna is obliged to reciprocate with me. That's all. I had done my sadhana, I had done my duty, I did everything that was told of me, there is nothing I have to worry about. He has to give me bhakti. No, it doesn't work like that. That's the whole point, that's the most disappointing thing for people who are mechanical and who think by Vedic ritualistic processes you can capture Krishna. You cannot capture Krishna. Bilva Mangal Thakur, on beautiful shloka, I forget that, it says that I followed the Advaita path, Advaita Vithi Prakair Swasyaha. I followed the Advaita path and I got initiated into the yoga system by a powerful Mayavadi yogi. But some cowherd boy who is joking with the gopis, by his influence I became a maidservant now. Is saying I was sitting on a high simhasan, Mayavadi initiation I took and everything, but one cowherd boy who is dear to the gopis came and influenced me and I have become a maidservant to him. From where to where, he is trying to say. So Krishna's mercy is all that we need, and attracting Krishna's mercy is the whole process of bhakti. And Krishna becomes very easily attracted to his devotee who has even an iota of devotion. That is why this process is very simple. That is why you see Krishna is simply reciprocating with Narada Muni. There is no offense, there is no complicated thinking. He is very fortunate. They told me, I did it, I got Krishna. He has got nothing else in between his life. Only event is his mother passed away. His mother passed away and then Krishna came and gave him instruction. So fortunate are those people who are simple and say, what is your problem? I don't understand your problem. Those people who are very simple are very fortunate. Because very easily Krishna acts with them and they get the mercy of the Lord and they are thinking, I don't know why people think it's so complicated. But like I said, our minds can complicate matters. The desires we have and the speculations that we go through, we complicate Krishna consciousness. If you are simple, Krishna consciousness is simply achieved. What Narada is trying to say in answer to Vyasadeva's question, how is it possible that you're remembering all these things which was one, you know, millennium before? And Narada Muni is saying, detailing his life, what he did, 1, 2, 3, 4. But the crux of the matter is, Krishna is simply attracted to anybody praying to him and exhibiting his devotion. That is the birthright, that is the right, soul's right for anybody. If they express their devotion to Krishna, Krishna is obliged. Prabhupada says, the Lord is under no obligation, but he gets bound by devotion. So devotion is the greatest obligation for Krishna. And when a person is a devotee, you cannot predict how Krishna will act towards him. He acts in different ways. Amoga, who had no devotion for Krishna, or opposite, was shown special mercy by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Pratap Rudra was thinking, I alone cannot see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everybody else is seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I am a king and therefore the Lord doesn't want to see me. But everybody knows the Lord likes Pratap Rudra very much. And he knows, Lord Chaitanya knows that Pratap Rudra is a devotee. But he chose to show mercy by telling him, King, I will not associate with him. This is the way the Lord decided to show mercy to Pratap Rudra. No, no, no. Don't talk to me about him. Don't talk to me about him. But Lord Chaitanya was showing mercy in this way to Pratap Rudra. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya understood. When Pratap Rudra heard this, he became very depressed. Don't worry. The Lord is already showing mercy to you. Just you wait. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya knew that the Lord has already started showing his mercy. Similarly, Nityananda Prabhu showed mercy to Raghunath Das Goswami in an amazing way. Come here, I want to punish you. Of course, Nityananda Prabhu was very funny. So, the mercy of the Lord is not something that we can fathom, understand, calculate, predict. You cannot do it all. Even the gopis cannot do that. Krishna can disappear from their midst. He is fully independent personality. We cannot question anything. We are happy if we become a recipient of his mercy. That is why the prayers of the devotees are, if you can notice me and think of me as a servant of the servant of a servant, even a little bit, my life is successful. Oh, he's serving. Good. That's enough for me. That's enough for me. So a devotee is happy to be engaged in the Lord's service. See, that is a great fortune. After we get that great fortune, we should not spoil it by laying all these mundane conditions and thinking about it materially. If I am a devotee and if the Lord has shown me mercy, why it is like this? We start using our mundane lens and start questioning many things, and sometimes we can become depressed. At the same time, it does not mean that one should, without any knowledge, practice devotional service. The Lord's mercy is causeless, but your sadhana has got a cause. You must chant. It's the instruction of the Guru. It's the instruction of the books. You must practice devotional service. Right? You do it. The mercy, it comes, that comes in a causeless way. It does not, the mercy is not part of the sadhana, that if I do this from there it will come. No, it is independent. Even bhakti is independent of your sadhana. Bhakti is independent of your sadhana, but it will awaken by a devotee's mercy in your heart, and your sadhana will nourish it and it will grow. It will grow. So the nature of Krishna's mercy is that it is completely independent of anything, And Krishna himself gives the mercy, or sometimes he invests it in his pure devotees. They give out the mercy. By contact with the devotees of the Lord, one can get mercy. So these are important aspects of our devotional service. Devotional service is a science. And part of the science is understanding that Krishna's mercy doesn't have a science. That's part of the science. The science, that's why it says Krishna's mercy is causeless. Immediately, as soon as we think of science, we think that 1, 2, 3, it should be in this way. The science says that Krishna's mercy is causeless. When the scientists can say, the creation of the world has got no cause. It is from a big bang, it is from a singularity and everything. Learned, educated persons who know about the science of bhakti, they say according to the science, Krishna's mercy is causeless. That is the science. So therefore Narada Muni is recollecting that, how he became a recipient of the mercy of the Lord. How causeless it is, how it happened. See, when we recollect, we see that. And while we are a candidate for that mercy, at that time we don't know what is happening. Many times, somehow or the other, we became involved in Krishna consciousness. That's all we remember. But in retrospect, when you think of it, we know it is not somehow or the other, it's Krishna's doing. I have actually come in touch, there is a plan, and Krishna has shown me mercy. I did not know anything, I was completely Krishna unconscious. But Krishna has decided to show this mercy, therefore I am involved in devotional service. This is the story of everybody. And this is the story of Narada Muni also. It's not that sometimes we think, actually I was a devotee, and then I read Prabhupada's book, then I started thinking about it, the goal of life and this and that, all may be true. You have done that with so many books before. But the fact that, to say that sometimes that because of my own effort and my own intelligence, my own discrimination, I took it up, Krishna consciousness. Many times it may not be right. It's not by your own discrimination alone. It is because you have qualified yourself by some type of sukriti. Some type of sukriti. Because people read Bhagavad Gita and they think, see, four types of people surrendered to Krishna. It came to Krishna. You know, artho jignyasur arthaarthi jnani cha varadhar shabha. This is how I got the mercy. You know, may be true. But it is not that the mercy has come because you came like this and you are involved in actually manipulating the mercy that way. No. Mercy is independent. That's why it's ahituki, causeless. It is not because of any of these things. Krishna is saying that these type of people, they come to me. Priyohi jnanino atyattam. Out of all of them, the jnani is very dear to me because knowledgeably he is coming to me. The others don't know about me and my greatness. They are coming to me, so therefore they benefit. But this jnani is having knowledge and coming to me. Therefore he is dear to me. Udaraha sarve evaite jnani tva atmaiva me matam. He is glorifying the jnani. And these people are all sukritis. Then he describes the dushkritis who don't come to him. Right? But to both the sukritis and dushkritis he gives mercy. Like to Amoga he is going dushkriti. Not only a dushkriti, offensive also. He is offensive. And to him the Lord goes. This is the meaning of the Lord's mercy. It's not that only the sukritis are getting his mercy. Even the duskritis are getting mercy. Jagai madai. Sinful people. Through something at Lord Nityananda and he bled. Lord Chaitanya showed mercy. The Lord is not affected by all these things. The devotion to the Lord is never affected and neither the Lord is affected in his devotion to you and reciprocating the devotion. This is the unique nature of bhakti. When it is mentioned Sukriti there, it does not mean ordinary pious activity. Sometimes people read Bhagavad Gita and they think, so they connect up and they don't understand the causeless mercy of the Lord. There, Sukriti means devotional service. These people have done some devotional service. Sometime in your life you were giving anadanam to lots of people who were all drinking, smoking and hanging around poor people. In that one happened to be a devotee who also ate. You got blessing because of that person who ate from your hands. You gave anadanam to fed a devotee. Many people you gave dan, money. One person happened to be a Vaishnava. He took that money. He went and bought himself a Bhagavad Gita. Or he bought it. And because of you, he became a devotee and started serving Krishna. You get Sukriti. Out of all the good things that you did, in between you did something that has touched a Vaishnava and is directly involved with Vishnu. This is Ajnata Sukriti. Without knowing you did devotional service. Without knowing you did devotional service. Like my Guru Maharaj once told me very long back, I was serving him prasadam. He said, he was making a comment, vaguely I remember, I don't know how I am a devotee. Maybe in my previous life, some Vaishnava, when he got into the rickshaw that I was carrying him in, his feet touched me. Therefore, I am now sitting here and I am doing this. He was trying to explain Sukriti. His feet touched me and therefore now I am performing devotional service. So indirectly somewhere we have performed a devotional service. That's what Krishna is referred to as. Therefore, they come to me and they have done some devotional service. I give them bhakti, slowly. So the Lord decides that if you please Him in some way, even with the svalpamapiyasya dharmasya, little bit of devotional service, then Krishna becomes obliged to actually give you devotion, secure you, and bring you back to His shelter. So that is why we are always praying, somehow or the other I should become a recipient of that mercy. Somehow or the other I should be able to revive my love for Krishna. This is what is a devotee's prayer. Not I am chanting Hare Krishna, I am rendering lot of different services. All these things are true. But we should become candidates for the mercy of a Vaishnava. That is the most important thing. And a mercy of a Vaishnava is not simply that you go to him and say, please give me mercy, and then continue to do what you want to do in life. Please give me mercy, because it says it's costless, from somewhere it will drop. So, you know, I need your mercy. Prabhu, I need your mercy. So the Prabhu will immediately ask, do you chant Hare Krishna? Sometimes whenever I can, I'm chanting, but you please give me your mercy. Please give me your mercy. So I want to give you mercy so that you chant Hare Krishna. No. You give me your mercy. Mercy is costless. So he thinks that this is how I should get it. Anyway, the point is that Krishna's mercy is easily available, and in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, we can please Krishna if you simply chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Rama Ram, Hare Hare, sincerely. And Narada Muni is, you know, very nicely explaining things in a very simple way. He is not boasting about himself. He is telling, I am just a servant maid son. I just did something they told me to do, and the Lord came, spoke to me, and it happened. The real account. He's not exaggerating the account. How you became a devotee, sometimes if you ask some devotees, actually I was born in a Brahmin family. Actually my great-great-grandfather was a Vaishnava. And after that, somehow or the other, we did not do much. Then as soon as the devotees explained to me, Krishna, immediately everything came back from the past. Because I'm from a Vaishnava family. So I took it up. Because it's not that I'm coming from that tradition. Immediately, there was one devotee here with me many years back, as I told you before also. He was a Madhva Brahmin. So he was not very happy with certain things in Prabhupada's books. That the Madhvas are Tattvavadis, Lord Chaitanya said. They are not this, etc. So, he was going to a Madhva's class here regularly. And I used to tell him, they can't stay in the temple, not come for Bhagavatam class, not read Prabhupada's books, and go to some Madhva's class. And they are sometimes blaspheming Prabhupada also. Means, in a different way, scholarly, this thing. So I don't think it is very nice. I don't think it's very nice. It was very tough. So one day he said, listen, you know something, I was born in a Madhva family. And I know this philosophy very well from the beginning. Then I said, whatever it is, you didn't become a devotee after knowing in a Madhva family. You became devotee after reading Prabhupada's books. Yes or no? He thought for some time and said, actually yes. So what is the great benefit of you being a Madhva before? The real benefit of you, Madhva, is coming now after you read Prabhupada's books. Isn't it? Of course he didn't fully agree with it. But the point is that Narada Muni is not recollecting like that. Now that I am a great devotee, the great Narada, actually I became a devotee because of my great devotion and my tapasya and everything. He's recollecting, you see how he's recollecting, just a servant maid son, nobody. I did nothing great. I just went and prayed, took a bath and went and thought I should seriously follow. Simply, I did it. I didn't do any fantastic thing like a great Brahmana, I did nothing. And the Lord's mercy is with me. I am what I am. Not attributing your present devotional situation to your own effort, but attributing it to the mercy of the Lord, to the mercy of the Vaishnavas. We should never forget that. If you forget the mercy of the Lord, forget the mercy of the Vaishnavas, because as time goes, slowly, slowly we forget these things. That is the interesting thing of Vyasadeva's question. How is it you are remembering this even now after one millennium is over? And your recollection of it is still the same. By the mercy of the Lord, by the mercy of those Bhakti Vedantas, I became interested in Krishna. Not forgotten that. Grateful. This is grateful recollection of the mercy of the Lord and the mercy of those great devotees. We should always remain humble in understanding that because of somebody desiring to make an effort and show mercy on us, we became recipients of Krishna consciousness. That is no doubt. If sometimes a devotee doesn't go out, take pain, carry the book bag, go down the corner, sweat out in the sun and give a book to somebody, and that person becomes a devotee, has he not labored to give out mercy? So that devotee will remember, this person gave me book and after that my life completely changed. So he is very, very thankful and grateful because of you. He says, no, not because of me. Prabhupada has written all these things. I did not do anything. Like a postman, I just came and gave it to you. I wanted to report in the night that I got so much scores. Therefore, I did it. So in this way, Krishna's special mercy is greatly welcome. And the devotee thinks about it with great humility. He gives credit where it is due. Our mind is always trying to tell us and attribute it to our own great ability, our own great purity, our own capacity. This is false ego. We don't get bhakti simply by our own effort. It's always coming by Krishna's mercy, by the devotee's mercy. Therefore, we should always be mindful and always remain grateful. We should never forget that. Should never forget that. We can learn this from Narada Muni's talk. He is very humbly recollecting. He is not attributing anything. The great Narada, you know, who can see Krishna whenever he wants. He goes and sees Krishna whenever he wants. And he is attributing his devotion and speaking the good feelings he has towards his mother, saying she wanted to actually protect me, she was very nice to me. In other words, he is giving her credit for facilitating his devotional service. So we should always be grateful and we should know things as they are. We have got a great desire to embrace every great event and make it my event because of me. Sometimes people go to the extent of taking other person's this thing also and saying that she became devotee because of me. And he'll be wondering, I am chanting Hare Krishna, frothing in the mouth every day, praying, and you are saying that because of me he is devotee. So when we preach Krishna consciousness, like I always say, our preaching is a sadhana. It's not like Prabhupada's preaching. Prabhupada go and speak to somebody, he becomes devotee. Our preaching is like, you know, please become devotee, please buy the book, please. You have to beg and force. Why it is not happening? It's not happening. It's a sadhana you are performing. That's why it's not happening. And that's why every day you have to go out and distribute books and preach. You should do it continuously. That's how preaching is done by us. See. And even if it happens, it is happening. Not again by your effort, by Abba. Somehow he bought the book. I think Krishna in his heart has influenced him. Prabhupada has influenced. See, that is how it is. We are instrumental and we should simply follow the order. This does not mean that we are dumb idiots and your false ego will be hurt if you say that, you know, Jagannath Paladev Subhadra Maiki, that you are nothing, Baba, just go and distribute the book, who are you? It's not like that. The devotee is also offering his prayers, he is offering his service to the Lord. Under Prabhupada's order, I am doing this. He asked us to distribute books. So may it please Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. There you are actually doing devotional service. You are conscious of Prabhupada. You are conscious of Krishna. Your activity is very deeply connected. It is not divested of the feeling that I am doing this to glorify Krishna. I am doing this to please Prabhupada. With that feeling, if you do a smallest service, that can connect you up with Krishna's mercy. See? It is up to us to change the sadhana by your feeling and by your offering, by your sincerity, into pure devotion service. So we can learn these things from all these great personalities. How they approached Krishna consciousness in the right attitude, in the right mood, that we should understand. Om Tat Sat, Srila Prabhupada Ki.